Welcome to the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour.
In every life, some rain must fall, and you'll get wet as your sorrow calls. But the sun will rise on a brand new morn. You'll be warm and dry and freshly born.
With support from the Marshall County Community Foundation and Nancy and Dan Schmelter, from historic downtown Plymouth, Indiana, where the Lincoln Highway and Michigan Road cross the banks of the beautiful Yellow River, it's the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour. Tonight with musical guests Mark Dvorak of the Old Town School of Folk Music, a special song by songwriter Fabrianne Simpson, the Shoot the Moon radio quiz show, and me, your announcer, Hannah Livingood. And now, recorded live from the Wild Rose Moon Performing Arts Center, ladies and gentlemen, Arson Arfles and Merry Old Souls, your Radio Hour host, the man who thinks darning socks is making them sit in the corner, George Schricker.
The river goes round, around the bend. River goes round, round, round till the very end. And when it stops, it starts again. It won't be long till the river goes round. It won't be long till the river goes round and round and round. Well, welcome, welcome to the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour. We are so excited today because we have Mark Dvorak all the way from Chicago, Illinois, here to share his songs and stories with us today. And we also have Hannah Livingood all the way over. You came all the way, horse and buggy maybe.
No.
Oh, okay. Well, I know there are some of those over near Goshen. But you have a collection of something.
I do. I have a cool collection I'd love to tell you about. I have a ukulele collection,
ukulele,
which I think is a little unique. So ukuleles are adorable, and some of them are not quality that is really playable.
Do you name them?
No, but they're pretty, and I have them hanging on my wall, and I've gotten them from friends, gentlemen callers, family members. You know, just whoever wants to give me a little gift, give me a ukulele, and I'll hang it on the wall. So
the gentleman
anyone
callers,
here want to give me one, that's great.
Do the gentleman callers insert little notes inside?
No, but they just write on the back of it.
Oh, right on the back.
Yeah.
Okay, that's
with
cool.
Permanent marker.
So how many ukuleles do you have hanging on your wall?
I don't know. To date, I think I might have 10 or 15.
Wow.
Something like that.
Okay. Well, today we have Mark Dvorak with us all the way from Chicago, Illinois. I presume you drove over here, too.
Yeah, I did, yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And I don't have a ukulele collection, so...
I want to talk to you a little bit about songwriting and your sort of your modus operandi. I've heard you on obviously in performance many times, and you've talked a little bit about songs coming from different places. And do they come at different times as well?
They always come at an inconvenient time, generally. And well, for a long time, I didn't write any songs, and I was busy. Learning the banjo and making a living as a teacher and doing a lot of community concerts and programs. But I always kept a kind of journal and a kind of notebook. And in my ears, I think from the time I was a little kid, like a lot of musicians, we were tuned to songs and the mystery of matching melody to lyric. It's kind of a kind of poetry, I think. And, you know, that's always been there. And then and I was with my friend in Milwaukee, Larry Penn, the late Larry Penn, who's in his lifetime wrote hundreds and hundreds of songs. And so we would hang out and play. And I was driving home from his house, and this idea came. And I pulled over and wrote it down and I finished it. It was a song about our President Bush and Saddam Hussein, and the title was "He Didn't Get the Guy," and it was kind of a political song, and Larry's songs were very political, and so I sent it up to him, and he didn't like it, so I knew it was good, and so in that kind of tapped the wall, you know, things started leaking, and all of a sudden I started going back. I learned that instead of staring at a blank piece of paper or just strumming chords looking for something, I went back to my notebook and started editing old ideas and started building on old ideas. And before long, you know, they started pouring out. After a lifetime of listening to music and considering songs to use in a performance of one kind or another, I think it tunes you to who you are, and creatively, in a sense, you know. And so I've had a couple periods like that where the ideas start coming and I have the time and the focus to work on them. I've never experienced anything like it, where you just get into this place and you forget to pay the electric bill and you're just really tuned in and you know, and they come sometimes from like fall out of the sky, and you just write it down as fast as you can, and then other times it's more like being a stone cutter, you know. You have to work and shape and mess with it, and my goal is if the idea comes, finish it. And you know, and each one of us, no matter what kind of work you're doing, you're working on telling your story, you know. And I think I'm the one that doesn't know my story yet, and and this is the way to get it out, or one way to get it out.
Well, do you want to get out some of your story right now?
I do.
Okay, share a song with us.
Right, this one. This was one of those. Towns Van Zandt used to call them lightning songs. They just like a bolt of lightning come out of the sky. It was in Burlington, Iowa, and I had to be somewhere later that day, but I had all this time in the morning, and I was working on a song that never got finished. And this one just fell out of the sky. And I had the first verse written, and I got so excited. I packed my stuff up and got in the car. Driving seems to help, and so I was driving down the road, and the second verse came, and then the third verse came, all in the period of half an hour. And then it took me a month to work the bridge out. This is called God Bless the Open Road and You. God bless the morning sun and this quiet day just begun. God bless the place I'm going to. This morning you were on my mind, and God bless those happy times. God bless the open road and you. God bless those hills and trees and the rustling of autumn leaves. I remember how it felt when love was new. How the years have passed since those days, since we went our separate ways. God bless the open road and you. God bless the wind that blows and every town far down the road behind me. And God bless your memory. No matter where I go, it seems to find me. Find me. And
God bless these guitar strings and all the songs I've learned to sing that paid my bills since I was 22. And I think of you most every night up on the stage beneath the lights. God bless the open road and you. God bless the open road and you.
That's a perfect songwriter's song.
I don't play it too often, but I thought it's like one of the tightest things that I've ever done. And I'm a big fan of language, and I love a good melody, and you put a little minor chord in there for a effect, and the whole thing seems to be together. I played it for a guy at a conference one time, and he asked me if did you write that song? And I said, yes, sir, I did. He goes, no, that's Merle Haggard. And I go, busted. But he thought it was a Merle Haggard song, and I thought that was a great compliment.
Well, I was thinking about one thing I'm always struck by is how much heart comes through in all your songs, your presentation on stage. There's a tremendous amount of heart and real love, not just for the music, but somehow for the idea of sharing music as a way of conveying something beautiful inside of us and then bringing that to the audience. And you seem to do that over and over. So you must be an incredible man of faith.
Wow. Well, you know, I believe in things.
Yeah.
And I think a friend of mine is big into yoga.
Yeah.
And she thinks I should practice yoga, and I think and I keep saying no, but when you think about any practice, right, and you think you're practicing the guitar, you think you're practicing songwriting, you think you're practicing yoga, you think you're practicing dentistry. What you're really practicing is, You're working on opening. And from the time we're little kids, we're being taught, protect yourself, hide, you become this, boys do this, girls do that. You know, and we need those instructions to perform our societal roles. But then there's this other thing. It's in us, you know? And you have to open. And so that's the thing that's on my mind, that's the thing I hope I'm getting better at, and I think that's what allows you to glide through this time here and connect with people.
That's an absolute beautiful statement, Mark Dvorak. Astonishing.
The plain truth sometimes is, you know, yeah. It's a thing we try to learn, right? Learn.
That's great. Share another song with us.
All right. This was inspired by a couple of my students at the Old Town School. They kept taking my class over and over. They were, an adult couple. And I thought they kept taking my class over and over again because of the excellent instruction. But as it turned out, they were sweethearts. And when I was walking home from school, I walked by the cafe to my car, and I saw them holding hands in the cafe, and I go, oh, it's not the excellent instruction. It was their night out together. They take a guitar class and then go out for dinner, and it was a very sweet couple. And when I was driving home from Green Bay, Wisconsin or something, and I heard an interview with Bob Dylan, I just remember that he said, we're constantly in a state of becoming. And I wrote that down, and we become. Mm-hmm.
become the things we love. We become. We believe in the things we feel, a broken heart, a will to heal. Love is all there ever is, so let it out and let it in choosing to begin again. We become. I watched you for a long, long time through the cloudy days. You smiled at me and your warm sunshine chased my lonesome blues away. Now I never want to let you go. It's so hard to explain, but something yearns within to grow, to become again. We become the things we love. We become. We believe in the things we feel, a broken heart, a will to heal. Love is all there ever is, so let it out and let it in choosing to begin again. We become. A crooked smile upon my face, you're always on my mind. I never knew such a lovely place in all those years of wasting time. A hand to touch, a heart to hold. At long last, we are one. Like a miracle, our love unfolds and we become. We become the things we love. We become. We believe in the things we feel, a broken heart, a will to heal. Love is all there ever is, so let it out and let it in choosing to begin again. We become, in choosing to begin again.
Thank you so much, Mark. Thank you. And we will talk with you a little bit in the last part of the program, and you're going to help us with a game show a little bit. So stay, yeah, you stay right here, okay? All right. Okay, up next we have Fabrianne Simpson is coming over from Goshen 2 to play a song for us, and we're going to have the Shoot the Moon radio show.
With support from Nancy and Dan Schmelter, the Marshall County Community Foundation, and the Friends of the Wild Rose Moon, you're listening to the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour.